Let's pray as we begin our time in the Word together. Lord, we've just sung to you. We've echoed our praises in this room, the very prayer that we have come to ask. God, would you speak through your Word? Would you build your church and let the earth be filled with your glory? God, would you shape and fashion us to your likeness? Lord, would you grow us up in your goodness? As we turn our attention now to your scriptures, Lord, your truth, we pray, Lord, that you would guard us from error and guide us in your holy truth. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Well, in life and in faith, expectations matter. They matter in marriage, certainly. Expectations matter in work or in the schoolyard. They matter in virtually every arena of our lives, and our Christian walk is certainly no exception. What you believe will happen, what you anticipate or what you expect from this relationship that you have with the living God can either set you up for success in life and faith, if your expectations are grounded to truth, if they're grounded to Scripture, or your expectations can set you up for some serious disappointment. So, for instance, if you believe that by coming to God, He's going to fix all your problems, you believe that by coming to God, He's going to bless you financially. He's duty-bound to do so because He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And by the way, you sent your seed in the mail to that preacher on TV. If you believe that by coming to God, He will always heal you, then my friend, you are in store for some very serious disappointment. Because although God is good, although we reap tremendous eternal blessings from our relationship with Him, although He can and often does provide and bless His people, and although we see God heal the body, His name is Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh Rapha, the one who heals. He doesn't always choose to do so on this side of heaven. And the sovereign God of heaven and earth gets to decide. Expectations are very important in life and in faith. I'll give you just a simple example to drive this principle home. An example from the world of air travel. Most of us have flown before. Stick up your hand if you've been on an airplane. Yep, that's most of us. And some of you love it. Some of us, not so much. So I have a confession to make. I am a total wimp in the air. Something about being like 35,000 feet in the air in like a big metal tube where I'm not in control at all sort of shakes my nerves. And so I can fly. I do fly. I just don't enjoy it. And you know what really rattles my cage is I'm up in the air praying the whole time that the Lord would save and preserve me and that I could feel the ground again beneath my feet. When I encounter, not if, but often, you know, if you fly, this is like a normal occurrence, when you encounter turbulation. Did I say that right? Tribulation, that's in here. Turbulence, thank you. When turbulation, and I quote, you're never going to let me forget that, are you? What is he talking about? Turbulence, thank you. I promise you, every single bump on that airplane ride, I'm just like, I'm dead. This is it, right? Every single time I feel something, like, it's going down. And so I'm trying to like keep it together on the outside so people aren't like freaked out around me. But I'm just a total wimp in the air. You know what helps me, though? This actually helps. When you hear the pilot click on the intercom and say something like, hey folks, we're going to encounter some rough air. We're going to be flying through it. We just want to let you know it's coming. We